The world's coral reefs are undergoing a mass bleaching event, the second in the last decade. Hotter oceans are harming corals from Australia's Great Barrier Reef all the way to Florida, where many died recently. That has scientists looking for any way to help coral handle climate change, and they are doing it by speeding up evolution. Lauren Sommer from NPR's Climate Desk went to see how it works.
Australia's Great Barrier Reef is enormous, more than 1,000 miles long. It's visible from space. And all of it is thanks to one tiny creature.
There are these microscopic, sort of nondescript algae.
Yep, not coral, but algae. Matthew Niski studies them at the Australian Institute of Marine Science.
If you come over with me here, we have a microscope that is.
In his lab, he magnifies a few of them.
And so we're looking at them on the screen here, these golden brown cells.
That's pretty much it. They're tiny brown algae, but they are responsible for creating the most biodiverse ecosystem on the planet. Because corals can't survive without them. The algae live inside the coral's tissue.
So if you look at a coral, they look bright, they look colorful. They're actually mostly translucent, and a lot of the color of the coral that you see comes from the algae.
And they've worked out a pretty good roommate relationship. The algae photosynthesize, make energy from the sun, and they give some of it to the coral.
We think of them really as the solar cells, the batteries. They provide most of the energy to build the reef.
In return, the algae get a comfy place to live. But when the ocean heats up, that roomy relationship goes bad. The coral gets stressed, and the algae get kicked out. That's why corals bleach, turning a ghostly white color. And then
they begin to starve. That primary energy source, the loss of that during a heat stress event, is potentially catastrophic for an individual coral. Right? They are now in a race against time.
If the heat subsides, corals can get their algae back, since the algae are floating in the ocean. But if it stays hot, the corals die. And with marine heat waves happening more often, corals have an even harder time recovering. But some algae seem to handle heat better. They're the more chill roommates that don't get evicted as fast. And Niski is working to make them even more chill. He shows me.
And in this flask, we see a big cloud of brown cells.
These algae have been exposed to heat on purpose by Niski, generation after generation. And over time, they've evolved to get better at handling it.
So what we're really doing is natural selection in a bottle.
It's known as assisted evolution. Humans have been doing this type of thing for millennia, breeding livestock and crops, but now it's being used for conservation because the climate is changing faster than coral reefs can keep up with.
I think anyone who wasn't worried needs to be worried now.
Kate Quigley is a coral biologist at James Cook University in Australia. She says if climate change continues at the same pace, most corals in the world will not survive. That would mean the loss of an ecosystem that supports thousands of species. It also hurts people.
The biggest issue will be about food security. You know, something like 3 billion people rely on reef resources in some way, whether they actually fish and feed their families, sell it in the market, livelihoods, tourism.
Quigley says the hope is that one day those heat-tolerant algae could be given to corals that are being used to restore reefs. But she says this is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It would only buy time for coral reefs before the ocean simply gets too hot.
Maybe that gets us to 2030. 2050 for a very few number of species that we can work with.
The real solution for coral reefs is getting control of climate change by reducing the amount of fossil fuels that we burn, she says. Otherwise, this effort is for nothing.
If we don't have an ocean to put them back that's healthy, no amount of incredible technology or money is worth it because we won't have anything to put them back to.
Quigley says that's a feeling of dread that she and a lot of scientists have, but it's not a reason to give up.
We could all be despondent and be hopeless if there wasn't great solutions on the table to turn climate change problems around. We just need to get on it now, really.
In the meantime, the hope is that corals being grown to have an edge on a hotter planet will be ready in time to make a difference. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.